Congress returns from its August recess the week after next. It faces a heavy agenda. The budget and the looming debt ceiling top the list of things to do. But will members get bogged down with items like the population of Statuary Hall with just a few days to go in the fiscal year? For our September curtain opener, we turn to Roll Call Senior Editor David Hawkins. And David, there is so much to do. And first of all, tell us how many days I'll actually have to do the work.
My calendar shows 12 work days in which Congress plans to get its September agenda done. A few days are lost because of Rosh Hashanah. Of course, they don't actually come back until the Tuesday afternoon after Labor Day. And so ultimately, there are 12 working days that they put on their calendar, a couple of Fridays and Mondays that they don't plan to be around. So it's not much time.
Yeah, because the debt ceiling actually would occur, and that's supposed to be around September 29th.
Amazingly, or some conspiracy people think that the Treasury has coordinated this so that the debt ceiling is going to be reached just a day before funding for fiscal 2017 gives way to funding for fiscal 2018. In other words, right at the end of September, right before the start of the new fiscal year on October 1st.
But that's really a coincidence more than something that Treasury has any control over.
Yes and no. The debt ceiling has actually been reached for several months now, and the Treasury has perfectly legal mechanisms for kind of postponing the inevitable. And Secretary Mnuchin, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin, told Congress right before they left for the recess that he thinks that they will be out of these legal maneuvers on September 29th.
And he's asking for what he's calling a clean bill to raise the debt ceiling, meaning what? Nothing else attached to it.
Meaning no, no conditions, no policy riders, nothing to complicate things. His view, which is the view that every Treasury Secretary holds, is that raising the debt ceiling and allowing the government to borrow more money is allowing them to borrow more money to pay bills that they've already incurred. This is not about new spending. This is to pay the bills for decisions that Congresses and presidents have made long ago, so that it's wrong to combine a decision to pay over bills that have come due from previous decisions with new policymaking. Generally, in the new era in which we live, especially since the rise of the Tea Party Republican Congress at the start of the decade, those conservatives don't buy that argument, and they say that the only way to curb spending and to find binding ways to curb spending is to kind of hold the debt ceiling hostage.
And given the politics of the Republicans and the presidency and everything else swirling around here these days, it sounds like probably he would be able to, Mnuchin that is, would be able to get that vote that he's seeking.
I'm not so sure that whether there won't be some necessity. Yes, he can do it if he wants to make those conservatives mad and if the Democrats are willing to go along. It's not a popular move. Raising the debt ceiling doesn't sound good. It does sound to the average voter like they're just, running up the credit card again, and there they go in Washington. Democrats have been willing to vote for this thing in the past without any conditions attached, but they are growing a little bit weary of that and think the Republicans shoulder as much of the political burden. Mnuchin or the Trump administration, whether they can get a so-called clean debt ceiling done, I think it's still a little bit up in the air. I think it will be probably some horse trading that goes on in which the conservatives will try and get something that appeases them, but I don't think it will be, in the end, anything very dramatic or long-lasting.
We're speaking with David Hawking, senior editor of CQ Roll Call, and with respect to the budget, that's going to be a punt to a CR, basically, at this point. Is there any, what could be the battles connected with doing the CR?
Well, the CR, the CR in general, as I think most listeners know, is language, legislative language that keeps just the government kind of running status quo, keeps it running as is. But it's never purely that, or rarely is it purely that. They're almost always what's known on Capitol Hill and in the government as anomalies. In other words, there are always exceptions to just keeping things going as there are. So the fight will be over what exceptions to make, what special carve-outs to cut some programs or add more to other programs will be included. And whether, you mentioned in your introduction, the notion that is on many people's minds that the Capitol itself has too many statues in it that are of Confederate figures. I wouldn't be surprised if some people pushed to add a rider to this CR that said the Capitol should change its rules about what statues states can pick to put in to have as their contribution to the statues that go in the Capitol. Every state gets two, but Congress can set the rules for what they can put in there.
That might be a good little piece of civics lesson. How do those statues get decided? Each state What's the mechanism by which a statute...
Oh, so the mechanism is that each state can... There are statues all over the place on Capitol Hill, but the sort of the main statuary collection, what they call the statuary hall collection, that's this one room in the Capitol that's actually not big enough to hold all 100 statues, two from each state, but each state gets to pick two, and by states can then pass laws to change who their two are. For example, California, in the last two decades, has changed both of its statues to replace its the people who used to be in there with Ronald Reagan, Father Juniper Serra, who was a missionary in California in the 18th century. There are nine states have among their honored people they've honored with statues, people who were either leaders of the Confederacy government or officers in the Confederate Army. Robert E. Lee is one of Virginia's statues, for example. Congress could pass a law, or I don't even think it has to be a law. They could just change their internal rules to tell the states to set new rules for who the states must have as their designees.
Is that likely? I mean, would they spend time of these precious 12 days debating that?
I'm not going to say it's likely, but I think what happens with many of these must-pass bills, there's some negotiating that goes on behind the scenes. They could add a rider like this, a line of legislation that they're going to add to the CR, which is a must-pass bill, and say take it or leave it. Now, whether the Republicans, I wouldn't be surprised if Nancy Pelosi and the House Democrats push this hard, and it will be interesting to see what, if anything, the Republicans do to resist it or try and counter it with a different idea.
Because civil rights and race relations are very much on the minds of Americans right now, could there be other legislative gambits related to any aspect thereof?
I don't think so. I think in general, there has not. The one big civil rights related bill of recent years was legislation to reduce the amount of incarceration, to change the sentencing rules about drug deals, to let the prison population, which is disproportionately African-American, have an easier time re-entering society. That bill got pretty far down the tracks last year with support from not just with liberal Democrats and conservative Republicans who said there was too many people incarcerated in this country. That died before the election and has not really resurfaced.
David Hawkins is senior editor of Roll Call. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.